So let's try to finish up a little bit in the Tukva Kayin Sugya, and then do a little Sikum, do some Yusaitis, and then we will call it a day. I do think that Tukva Kayin deserves at least a good 3 weeks for a person. If you really want to learn Tukva Kayin properly, it deserves at least 3 weeks, which we couldn't afford. So instead of just like starting it, and I figured we'd just do it as superficially as possible. If anyone wants to do it Ben Asmanin, I think it's a great idea. Gabi will find someone to say shir on it. But I'm going to be learning other things Ben Asmanin. I'm happy to learn with the Olam. I would love to do Arve Pesachim with the Olam or something like that, or Kol Shah, some Pesachim sugyas. But in the meantime, let's try to get back into our Tukva Kayin situation. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai Lav Mil Suhuda Amri. Abai was trying to do this idea. We'll go back. We can go all the way up to Amar Le Rav Chananya Le Rabba. Tanya Ne Mesayel Lecha. Rav Chananya said to Rabba, I have a braisa randaf vavam at base that's supporting you. It's Sveikas Nechdasim Lidili His Aser. The Sveikas, you have Safik Pidyon Peter Chamor. You can be nichlas ladir and you can use it for meiser behema. Now Isaac had I took an in matzira so miyadai. Am I nichlas ladir and him says that part of mine of my shel kain. This might be the kain's moment. How could I use the kain's moment to pater my chiyuv? Amalei Abai I mishumha loy tistayil amar. If that's what you're talking about, that's not a raya. For my eskin al zetz ein in an ukimta. I'll say it's talking about a very specific case. What's that case? He only has 9 other animals. Those 9 are for sure regular animals. And he has this one, which is the Safek Pinyan Petach Amor. If he lav bar chiyuva, tisha lav bar esurit ninhu. So either way, it's going to be what you're doing is going to end up with a good solution. In other words, we don't have to worry about poitim mamon and mamon shakoyin. If it's not mamon shakoyin, so is this a good maishu behema? If it's not mamon shakoyin, it's a good maishu behema. And if it is mamon shakoyin, so anyway, I'm not chayiv in maishu behema because I only have 9. Okay. So we said, Tosis says, why does it have to be mitzarefer to another goyren? Al kloponim says the Gemara Vayter. Hadar amar Abai lav mil suda amri. Abai says, afterwards I realized what I said was not really good. The sveik alav bari surininu. Suffolk is not, is there no such thing as being of taking off isser me suffolk? Ditanan, it says in the Mishnah, kofetz echum min haminuyim, kulam. The Seichem Kulam Ptum. So let's say you have 100 animals. 3 of them have gone out of this the corral, whatever you want to call it. One of them jumped back in. Now all of the other 98 that are back in there are all now putter. All 98 are putter. Why? Because we have a suffix that maybe the one that's coming out now is the chiyuv one. If suffix is barisu, why don't you just take off meiser mimanafshach? Di bar chiyuvu hu shapir meiser. Vilad bar chiyuvu nifter b'minyan haroi. Damar rava minyan haroi pointer. So either way, you're going to be fine. Either it's good meiser or it's no need for meiser or you're potter for meiser. But either way, you're going to be good. So why can't we say that over there? Okay. So there's numerous different interesting shilas over here. We'll start with shila 1. The first shila is the pre-chadash shila on the Rambam. There's a very important shitas Rambam, which I want you to get clear what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds the din is safek d'oraisa. We are familiar with the following rule of thumb. Safek d'rabbanon l'kula. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. However, the Rambam says, this that we go suffik d'oraisa l'chumra is itself a din d'rabbanon. And mid-d'oraisa, suffik d'oraisa goes l'kula. In other words, in the time when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah at Har Sinai, if you had a suffik, what would you do? Suffik d'oraisa l'kula. The Chachamim came later on said, on a d'oraisa, we want you to go l'chumra. On our din, you could go l'kula. We'll leave it at l'kula. But suffik d'oraisa, the way to say it is suffik d'oraisa mid d'oraisa l'kula. So as far as the Torah is concerned, what would it be if you have a suffik of something is chayiv in tzitzis or not? According to the Rambam, you have a mid d'oraisa, you have something is suffik if something is chayiv in tzitzis or not? Pater. You have a suffik if something is chayiv truma or not? Pater. We have something. You have something. Something is chayiv meiser or not. Pater. Frek the pri chadash. So why does our Gemara have to introduce to us a pasuk that says avi asiri vade amrachmana velo asiri safek? If every din of every safek in the Torah is always pater, it always goes lekula. So it's like, it sounds like from the Gemara that we found a special din. Asiri vade amar achmana velo asiri safek. As if there's like a special din in Meiser. This is true in Kalatar Kula. It's true by Tzitzis. It's true by Truma, by Meiser, by Shemitah, by everything. Safek, Diyaraisa, Lekula. So why does the Gemara have to like make it sound like there's a special drusha, a specific drusha in Meiser?
Because then
even midarabanan
will still do.
What?
If I just go with the
class,
some midarabanan will be
the chumrah. That could be, but why do I mean a pasuk for? I hear what you're saying.
No, because now the
pasuk
says
that midarabanan
will be the
chumrah.
The
pasuk
isn't saying a din of
an
exerus of
kasu,
then
a meiser. But I'm actually questioning. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, what was the din of safik diraisa? So why did the Torah write another drasha?
Because it's not also din safik diraisa. It's a different din stamps. There's a cost that you need a.
But you're anyway pater.
Yeah, but pater solving the right.
What difference is it? Okay, now, that's something else. Leave out the drabbon. Leave out the drabbon. Just say the vort. We'll get there. So Rabbi is saying a very good teretz. We'll get there. That's the teretz of Rabbi Shimon Shkop, and we'll get there. Hold on a second. The question is a good question. The question is, what do I need a pasuk? Assuming that this is exeris a kasuk. Let's say that meiser is pater. What do you need? So there's a very simple teretz that we could say, based on our sugya, which would be as follows. You can come up with a situation then the Rambam would say that a suffix would be chayiv. Maybe. It was only asked the din of suffix diraisa lakula. What happens if you have 9 animals, the case of our Gemara, and only this one? Taking off meiser is a win-win. Doesn't cost you anything. Maybe the Rambam would hold in that case suffix diraisa goes l'chumra. When the suffix diraisa go l'kula, the Rambam says, when, you know, there's, you know, there are 2 sides over here that maybe we're not going to force you to do something at a loss, but over here there's no loss anyway. So take off the meiser, and it's in the case of Tisha and this one, which the Gemara says it's a win-win. Maybe in the case of the win-win, the Rambam wouldn't say Safek Diraisa Lakula. That could be one answer. But David Uri said a more lumdisha answer is mechavin to the Shari Yosha, which is as follows. According to the Rambam's din, the Rambam says that Safek Diraisa goes Lakula. Does that mean the Rambam is saying that that it's not Meiser, or Misafik, you don't have to treat it like Meiser? Safek Diraisa Lakula means it's a Safek, and therefore we're going to go Lakula. And the Rambam says you don't have to be Machmir. But however, according to the Pasuk says, Asiri vada velo asiri suffik. The pasuk is saying anytime you have a suffik, the meiser is not chal. Not the pshat that you don't have to be machmir. It's not meiser. It's a ptur be'etzem, is the way that David already said it. It's pater that we're saying there is no meiser mi suffik. Anytime you have a suffik and something is chayiv, there's no suffik. Because the Torah was only mechayiv you vadai meiser. And over here, it's not a question of how you act, if you're noyeg with it, as if it's pater or not. Rather, we're saying that the pasuk of here is being mafkia. It's removing bechlal, any type of kedusha. I'll call upon him. This lechayra is going to be the answer to the question of the Rambam. Now, we have another question which Tosis raises over here, which is also going to be relevant to what we just discussed. So it says, let's get the case over here. What happens? You have 100 animals. 97 of them, there's 98 animals left in the deer. 97 of them are chayiv in Meiser Behema. One of them is putter in Meiser Behema. Usually when you have such large numbers, there is a technique that we could use, a tool, which is called roiv. And when we use the tool of roiv, usually, Roiv tells us to go baser the Roiv. So Tosis asks, why over here are we handling the Suffolk Bechlal it should be, we should use the roiv. Tosis question is tema de levatel biruma. Let it become batel biruv. This is Tosis's question. Okay. Now it's a very interesting question of Tosis, and we're going to discuss numerous reasons why we should not apply batel biruv over here. Okay, but Tosis is suggesting you should do batel biruv. Now, I want to discuss a little bit about how roiv works. There really are two different types of roiv that exist. Okay, let's say a person has a piece of meat in front of him, and the meat perhaps came from one of 10 stores. I don't know which store it came from. The halacha is, let's assume for this purpose without doing kol kavur kemechza mechza, that you can assume the meat came from a certain place, right? Let's say I had 10 pieces of meat, and I don't know, someone ate 9 of them, this last piece of meat, nine of them for sure kosher, this meat, I don't know what it is. There's a halacha called holchin basaroyv. Holchin basaroyv. There's another halacha, which is what happens if a person drops a little bit of milk into a pot of meat. Or let's say he drops a little milk even into a pot of water. Or he drops a little bit of yayin nesech into a bottle of wine. The rest of it's not yayin nesech. What's the halacha? It becomes batel biroiv. That's bitel biroiv. There's holchin basaroiv and there's bitel biroiv. What's the difference between holchin basaroiv and bitel biroiv? Holchin basaroiv is when it's just a question of trying to figure out what is likely this piece of meat in front of me. It could have come from any of the following 10 places. If 9 of them are kosher, one of them is not kosher, I can assume it's kosher. I'll assume that it's kosher. That's what holchin basaroiv means. Bitul beroiv means something totally different. If he drops a drop of yayin nesach into a vat of wine, I know for sure there's yayin nesach in this vat. And the yayin nesach is getting dispensed, it's getting diluted in all of the wine. So how could I possibly drink it? The answer is bitul beroiv means that it's becoming bottle. What is becoming bottle is? You're nullifying it. And it's like it's not even here anymore. It's gone. The bitul beroiv makes it gone. Holchin basaroiv doesn't make it gone. So I give you an example. Let's say I have 10 pieces of meat in front of me. And the 10 of them came from 10 stores. 9 of the stores are kosher. One of them is not kosher. Can I eat one of those pieces of meat?
Yeah.
Yes. Can I eat all 10 of those pieces of meat?
Yeah.
No. Not at once. Why not? Because what? It's only holchin basaroiv. And if you eat all 10 of them, you're eating treif. Maybe you can eat one after the other, but let's say put all 10 of them and make a quadruple whopper, whatever you want to make, and take a bite out of all 10 at once. You can't do it. Why not? Because you know for sure you're eating treif. The whole idea of holchin basaroiv is we can assume that this is the right one. It doesn't change the metzias.
So I can just throw one out. Right?
Could be good.
So you just throw one out and you can eat 9 together?
Yes. You can eat 9 together. You can't eat 10 together. Yeah. Just can't eat all 10. However, when it comes to a person drops a little drop of something that's treif into his soup, can he drink the entire soup?
Yeah.
Yes, he can. Why? Because it's batel beroiv. So Rabbi said over here, kofetz echad min hamenuyim. One of the animals, jumped back into the corral, and it's kind of mixed up. Are we talking about holchin basaroiv, or are we talking about bitel beroiv? So, if you say it's holchin basaroiv, so then, we have a very simple answer to Tosis's question. It is the answer of the Tosis Harash, which is, he says, the Gemara said before, Asiri Vaday Amar Achman of Eloh Asiri Safek. Even if you're Holchin Basaroiv, but do we know for sure that this one is Chayiv? We don't. V'haraya, can I eat all of them together? No, so still a Safek. So Asiri Vaday Eloh Asiri Safek. Holchin Basaroiv is not going to help you over here. But if you look at Tosis's kasha, Tosis doesn't say olchen basar oiv. How does Tosis introduce his question? Deli batel biruba. The second to bottom Tosis on daf vav amud beis. Li batel biruba. Let it become batel biroiv. Tosis understood that now I'm looking at all these animals together. It's a whole big mix. I don't know where the isser is, where the heter is, and it should create a matzav where the it should become batel biroiv. What?
Right.
So it seems that over here, Tosis is understanding that we're looking at this entire group together. It's a ta'aruvus of animals. I don't know the difference. I can't tell the difference between the animals.
You're
separating them individually. You don't buy that for sure. But it can be Nishapech. It's being Nishapech now. He wants it to be Nishapech when it comes back in. Yeah, we have to know exactly how, when you would say Bittel Barov, when you would say Hochum Basarov, why here Tosis allows it to be Bittel Barov, that's what Tosis seems to say. But we're not finished, my friends. Because, first of all, we'll start like this. How does Bittel Barov work? Anyone? A null. Who said the word a null? A null. Let me ask you a question. Can you annul a lack of a din? Can you annul a lack of a din? I'll give you an example. Okay? Let's say you have something that's not matzah, and it gets mixed up with matzah. Can it be butl and become matzah? Can it become can it be butl and become matzah? If the idea of bittel is to annul, I can't become matzah. What am I now? I'm nothing. So bittel is you can strip something of its dinim. You could annul its dinim. Something was treif, you can make it not treif. Something was milchik, you make it not milchik. Fleishik, make it not fleishik. Chayiv, you can make it not chayiv. But can I make something putter chayiv? Can you do such a thing? Can you make something putter chayiv? Because you're not annulling, you're creating chiyuv. Hold on, you're creating chiyuv. You're not annulling something that's putter in meiser. Can I make it chayiv in meiser? Can I do that? It's putter. So I'm trying to annul. You don't. If you're creating chiyuv, then that's not annulling. So Tosis is suggesting usually batel beruva ulechayve kulu bemeiser. I want to take the one that went out already. It was already counted. It's putter. It goes in. I want to look at it as if it's chayiv. I want it to become batel, become chayiv. But I'm not annulling. What I'm doing is I'm creating chiyuv. Can you do that with bittel?
Kate, you can say that it can be from an outcome.
What?
It can be from an outcome of bittel.
What do you mean?
If you have truma and there was a bittel of something that wasn't truma, then the bittel made it chiyuv from the outcome of it being nullified.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, for sure. But Tosis over here needs that in the first stage of this happening, Tosis needs to be mevatel the ptur in order to make, you're right, the outcome will end up that way, but in order to have chiyuv here, Tosis needs to levatloy and to create chiyuv. You can't, hold on, you can't create chiyuv with a bintel. So you have an animal, that's putter, it gets mixed up with the other ones, so it's putter. What are you doing? How is bittel? If you say bittel can create chiyuv, so then maybe you have a bittel's kind of like it gains the identity of everything around it. Then maybe bittel's like tofu, and you put it in, you cook it with meat, it gets the flavor of meat. Okay, then maybe an achanami. But if you're saying bittel is to annul the din, so how are we understanding over here that Tosis is suggesting you should use bittel to annul a din? What was the din? Again, what happened was, this animal, it already passed through the corral, or it passed under the shevet, whatever that means. It is not chayiv in meiser. It jumped back in. We want to make it now chayiv in meiser. But it's putter. How could you give it a din chiyuv? Says David Uri.
Maybe you can say that this is not talking about the animal that came back in. If the animal wants to come back in and create a ptur on all the rest of the animals that are there. So that's what I'm about.
Yeah, but how can you? There's no roiv then. What's the roiv? The roiv is on this animal. The roiv is on this animal. How could you? You can't.
I'm about the animal. and therefore all the rest are chayav.
And chayav, but I can't do that. Can't do that. There's still an animal that's butter.
The animal's butter.
How?
But an animal, you have to battle a din. What does it mean, animal's battle? You're not mevatel metzias. You're being mevatel a din. What's the din? You're being mevatel. Zog best, Rabbi Yisai. Have you ever teretz? So basically, if you think carefully about what we're talking about, so you could perhaps say that in this case, particularly, the ptur is a din. The ptur is a din. We said usually being putter is not a din. Maybe over here the ptur is a din. And when you annul the ptur, you're uncovering a chiyuv. You're not creating a chiyuv. How is that? This animal, when it was born, was it born with a chiyuv meiser? Yes, it was. What made it putter? Because it went tachas hashevet. It walked out. So is that called that now it doesn't have a chiyuv? Or is there a ptur? Do you have a ptur on the animal? Now it's has a ptur on it. If you remove the ptur, you annul, you strip the animal of its ptur, now it gets restored or returned to its original situation of chiyuv. So in a chanami, maybe you can't be mevatel to create a chiyuv, but you can be mevatel to be oiker a ptur. And over here we're trying to be oiker a ptur. Being that every animal is born with a chiyuv meiser, and over here what made it patur is because you sent it tachas hashevet, so it be'etzem has a chiyuv in it. It's just that there's a pointer, says Tosis, the levatel and restore the chiyuv. That's what Tosis says. Now, one last nakuda here on the Tosis, which is very wichtig, is as follows. We spoke on Thursday. The din of Meiser Behema, is a din in the Gavra or is it a din in the Chefta? The din of Meiser Behema, is a din in the Gavra? I believe that the Olam was suggesting it was a din in the Chefta. And we were Medayik in Rashi, that Rashi says it's a din in the Gavra. Rashi's Lashon is, I Baruch Yuv, it's around the sixth wide line in Rashi, middle sized lines in Rashi. I Baruch Yuv, I Hai Gavra Baruch Yuv, La Asure. If the Gavra is a Baruch Yuv, says Rab Chaim Brisker, if the Chiyuv is in the Gavra, not in the Cheftza, so then you can't do Bittel on the Cheftza. The Cheftza doesn't have a din. It's not a din in the Cheftza, it's a din in the Gavra. So Tosis that suggests, Livatel Beroy, Tosis holds that Meiser behavior is a din in the Cheftza. We saw that from the Tosis beforehand. He speaks about being mitzarefit to a goyren acher. You don't have to be mitzarefit because it's different goyren and each cheftza is different. Rashi, however, holds that the din of Meiser Behem is a din mitzad the gavra, not mitzad the cheftza. And it's din mitzad the gavra. There's not going to be a discussion of whether or not it's batel beroiv or it's not batel beroiv. Okay, l'choyro. This is a large discussion which we have over here concerning the sugya of this question of kafatecha min minuyim. Why did you say bitul baroif? So what does the Gemara say? Vayter dav zayin omer aleph. Third line, amar le rav achami divtoi le ravina. My sveikus. What does it mean when we speak about sveikus nichnasin ledir leisasir? What are the sveikus? Ilei mesafik b'chayrois yekadosh amachman avlo shekvar kadosh. We said Tzavik Bechayres, they're also Begiz of Avoida. They're also Begiz of Avoida, so then we're sensitive to the Kedusha. So it can't have Meister Behema, because Yeh Kaddash Am Rachman Elisha Kvar Kaddash, El Tzavik Pidyon Peter Chamor, Kedar Nachman Dar Nachman Amar Abba Baravua, Yisrael, Sheyesh Loi Asara, Tzavik Pitre Chamor, Besach Besai, Mafra Shalem Asa Asan, Uma Asan Vehen Shaloi. I don't know why you need Asara, could be enough if you just have one of them. Tosis speaks a little bit about the Sechot Paita Kama Pitre Chamorim. Yeah. My Havi Allah de Mesusa. Now the Gemara gets back. Let's get back. We're trying to like have some closure. What do we do in the case of the bathhouse? What is the halacha? What should they do? Toshma, the Amar Abchia Bar Avin, Havi Uvda, Beirav Chizda, Rav Chizda, Beirav Huna, Upashte Mehad, the Amar Ab Nachman. So they had a similar type of story. But again, the story was two people fighting over a bathhouse. And one of them was makdashit. What's the din? And they said, from Rav Nachman, any moment that you can't be mitzi b'dayanim, any money that you can't extract through judges, so hekdeisha eino kadosh, the kedusha is not chal. Do you mean to say that if he's yachal haktish, so even if he hasn't done, he's yachal haktish, even if he hasn't done this, the hektish is chal? Verb yachal and gozal on us, yashua bayim shayim acham haktish, zelefishayna shalom, zelefishayna bishusai. And to the Gemara, misavest mesusay metaltan askinan, mesusay mekarkoy askinan, dechi yachal haktish bidayana bishusai kaima. So the Gemara comes out that if he's yachal haktish, the mesusa we're talking about over here is not a bath, it's a bath house. Because it's a bathhouse, therefore, if he's yachal haitzi b'dayanim, so then the hektish will be chal. If it's any yachal haitzi b'dayanim, it's the hektish is not chal. Over here, the halacha is kol da'olam govar. He doesn't have any rise, he has no edim. Therefore, the hektish, in that case, would not necessarily be chal. Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses over here the following situation, which is, what's the reason why gozov lo nisai shu abaylam shnei meinu chol nahaktish? So we spoke about this a little bit previously. What creates eino b'rishusai? We said two different mahalchim. Either eino b'rishusai is caused by kinyane gzela, or eino b'rishusai is caused by the lack of control. Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes that eino b'rishusai is caused by a lack of kinyane gzela. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, there's really no difference between karka and metaltalin other than the fact that karka ain't an exelis. That's the only difference between karka and metaltalin. There is no kinyane gzela on karka. So if that's the case, if we're talking about over here a mesusa that neither one of them is holding, and we knew that beforehand, so neither one actually took his kinyan egzela, there should be no difference between karaka and metaltalin, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. The only difference is whether or not you have kinyan egzela. And over here, where we're talking about, we knew that the mesusa was still sitting where it was, the bath. We didn't know it was a bathhouse. We thought it was a bathtub. So we knew that no one grabbed the bathtub. No one has kinyan egzela. There shouldn't be any difference between karaka and metaltalin. If you understand that the aside of enevishusay is the lack of control, so if someone else is over here and he is fighting with you over the talis, over the mesusa, and you can't take it now because he's fighting with you, then I would say, okay, I understand if it's any achalaitzi b'dayanim. So then, if metaltlin is going to be different than karaka, because metaltlin he can run away with the metaltlin. Can't run away with the karaka. But if it's a question of karaka nigzelus or ain't nigzelus, the chayra, there shouldn't be a difference between a talta and a karaka in our case. This is what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. How we paskin halacha lemaisa is a machloikes, Rambam, and Rush. Do we paskin? The din is takfa koyin, maitzian aisai miyadai, or ain maitzian aisai miyadai. The Rambam seems to hold that the halacha is takva koyin ein moitzian oisai miyadai. Even though, according to the way that we follow the flow of the Gemara, it seems to me the Gemara comes out moitzian. The Rambam seems to be against our Gemara, and the Ramah brings yesh aymer, which is the shita of the Rosh that says takva koyin moitzian oisai miyadai, and this can have very strong ramifications, not just in the case of takva koyin. What happens in any case when we have a suffix of hamoitzi mechaveroi olav haraya? What's going to be the halacha, the achrayim clear in the following case? Let's say a person has a ring in front of him. He's in a wedding hall. He has a ring, and someone else claims that the ring is his. He claims that the ring is stolen. So, being that he's holding it in his hands, he doesn't have to have proof. Hamoitzi mechaveroi. All of Araya. But is the Isha going to be Vadai Mikudeshes or Safek Mikudeshes? And what happens if the person that's claiming grabs the ring and is Mekadesher himself with the ring, assuming that she's willing to be Mekadesher to the other person? So that's high drama in the ballroom. So what would be under those circumstances? Would you say the second person who is takfa grabbed it from him, can he be mekadesh the isha with that ring or not? This pashtus would be tully in the machlekes over here that we speak about of takfa kain, whether it's mitzian isai miyadai or ein mitzian isai miyadai. Lemaisa, at least when a chassan is under the chuppah and he takes the ring out to mikdash the isha, how do the edim know that the ring belongs to the chassan? What's the chazaka? How do we know it was his until now? How do we know that it's his? So the chayra, because he's holding it. So I always urge chassanim under the chuppah to be holding the ring. Sometimes chassan is afraid he has a hole in his pocket, or general, his father wants to be a little bit more hands-on, and the father holds the ring. If the father holds the ring under the chuppah, the edim have no clue the ring belongs to the chassan. Unless the Edom tell the father, I want you to be makne the ring to your to suffic kedushin. I have no clue whose ring this is. He took the ring and gave it to him. Unless there's a kinyan going on, I think it's the father's ring. It's not the son's ring. You can't be makadosh to someone else's ring. So I think that the right thing to do is the chassan should have the ring in his pocket, and the Edom see the chassan holding the ring in his pocket. As far as they know, it's the chassan's ring. It looks like it's the chassan's ring. If someone would come and be Ma'ar and says it's his, then we'd have our Shaila of, Amotzi Mechavel V'Araya, do we have a problem? But the starting point is that the Chassan should have the ring, that he should have it in his pocket before he goes down the Chuppah. In other words, that the Edom should see the ring coming from the Chassan and not coming from anyone else. Okay, Rabbi Issa, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow we're going to be having a Chabura early, hopefully, to do the next Sugya. We're getting back to our regular Shnayim Uchsin discussions. Beis Hashem tomorrow.